Previously on the Social Proof Podcast.
During my job, I was getting paid $4,000 a month, and my rent was so low because we live with four or five people. I was paying like maybe $150 like in rent and then just food or whatever. We were all splitting it. So I was able to save the majority of my income. So working there for 6 months, I had about $10,000 saved up. I went out to Atlanta to visit just to see what it was like. He said, hey, I got $20,000 in inventory. If you really want to do this, let's, you know, go half with me. He didn't know that I only had $10,000.02 in my bank account. Transferred it all over to him, had 2 pennies left. Didn't know how I was going to eat, pay rent, none of that. But I didn't tell him. I figured out some type of way. And I did. And I ate Chipotle every single day, one time a day for the next 30 days, $7.46 every single burrito.
You were fancy.
Nah.
Chipotle is fancy.
Yo, but think about this. I got $10,000. An opportunity comes across to say, yo, you give me $10,000, you can have half of this company.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just go half and we'll build it. So he goes at it.
Everything he got.
Everything. I'm all in.
Yeah.
Yo, that's amazing. And I think that, you know, it's funny because I think I found out like maybe a year or two ago that he only had 2 cents. I didn't know because he never said that to me, but we were just doing the work. And so one thing I think that he was able, the reason why he was willing to do that, not only was I persistent, so I'm like, bro, I was like
you, so you needed help.
Yeah, I needed help. And I knew that he was the person that could help me because we had worked on so many different things together. And so I think that with that, and then also, like, us working together previously, like, and knowing how he operates, knowing how he acts when things get bad, when things are good. Like, I understood who he was as a person, and I knew I needed somebody analytical that could break down the things that I'm weak at and, you know, implement it for the business for positive. I think that that's why it just worked so well. But me and him, we both about getting into the money. So I knew no matter what, we were going to make more money than we started off with. And that's kind of initially how we started. Because people are like, oh, did you know you were going to be here? Like, we had no... Every time we do something new or big, it's like we had no clue because we just started just, you know, because we wanted to take the business to the next level. And that was it.
Me and Donnie, we got $10,000. Can we get down?
Right.
Can we
play? what can we do with y'all with
$10,000? We got the same $10,000.
We working.
We don't even need 10%. Like, 10%.
Hold up. Who's working?
I got it
later.
Justin.
Let me say something about Justin.
Oh, really?
Justin got a lot of side things going
on. What are we doing? Because if we're working, we're working.
That's fine.
Okay. Just making sure. On camera. It's on camera.
I'm
sue the crap out of y'all.
I'm not working.
Let a business opportunity come up that my name is not involved on. It's on camera. I'm suing everybody involved.
I'm not a part of this. I'm going to put that out there. Right. I don't know anything about what they're talking about.
Here's the thing. Because I asked Justin this question. And y'all have this business, Support Black Colleges. And Justin drops his ebook in terms of like he's personally branded, like doing this thing. At any point, did you feel a certain type of way about that?
All the time. I always feel a type of way.
Really?
Yeah.
See, no, so you're like me. Yeah. I would feel a way. That's why I asked him the question.
Yeah.
Well, Justin was like, nah, he goes.
So for me, I don't think that I wasn't like upset at him necessarily. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering why he didn't involve me because our journey was together.
Yes.
And so you're dropping an ebook on stuff that we learned together. Mm-hmm. So but also, you have to understand who the person is. So Justin didn't do it maliciously. He said, I'm going to do this, and he did it. Yeah, like, that's sure. It's not, you can't overthink stuff like that. That's why I'm glad I understand and know him. So then he's like, you do one too. So yeah. I'm like, all
right,
bet.
Right.
And yeah. So, I mean, sometimes I take things to the heart a lot, though. Yeah. That's just who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. I wear my heart on my sleeve. So I'm like, why am I not involved in this? Like, why? Like,
have you ever heard this before, this conversation?
Halfway. I kind of figured it.
Yeah.
But like, because Corey knows how I move too. So for me, whenever I invest a lot of money or a lot of time in things, I don't like to include people until I know that it works. Mm-hmm. So like I tried stuff that failed that Corey doesn't even know that I failed at, but I didn't bring him in because I failed at it. So what's the point of sharing it with you? So mm-hmm. The things that I do, I do it well, I do it myself, I learn it. And then I say, hey, here's the game, go do it yourself too. So,
right. And I'm totally different because when we started the business of our colleges, we didn't know we was gonna fill or not, but we came up together and look what happened.
Yeah.
So it's just like two different. We just think two different.
Y'all need to talk more.
Y'all need to have more conversations.
Justin doesn't really talk to me. We live together.
Right. He doesn't really talk to me. Are y'all friends? Like, do y'all even love each other?
Yeah, we're friends. That's Justin. He's like
It's really Justin. It's not me.
Only because I've been studying like human behavior. And because you guys are so far on the spectrum, that's why I asked the question. Because Justin would think, I'm in my world. This is where I reside. This is where I live. But because I know Corey's more like me on the high eye, we can kind of get into that. Yeah. But he's more outgoing, and he's going to feel more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's probably going to hold it. Yeah. And I don't want to say anything, but because can I say something? He's a grown man, but I want to say. So I feel like y'all probably need to talk more.
I think also it's like, in general, you
do
know that.
Do they need therapy?
In general, you know that you have this person's best interest at heart. And then you know that you would never do anything to double cross this person. Like, you know that that's the basis of the relationship. Right. So it's never anything wrong there. But then another thing, because I think through all of these things as well, too. One of my first thoughts was, even if I tell somebody and package the game up and give it to them, it's going to.
Business is tough, all right? And you have to keep your brain focused on the main thing by limiting distractions. But let me show you how business works. I'll give you some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, and delivering products or services, the more margins you have and the more money you get to keep. But with higher expenses on materials and employees and distribution and borrowing money, of course, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days, y'all. From food to employees to systems, inflation is going crazy. So it behooves you. It'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance all at the same time. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
Come from a different standpoint as with Corey did it. So our books are completely different, have totally different information. And then even the audience, the way, if I tell you and Donnie how to scale your business up, a clothing brand, she's going to take it and do it one way and you're going to take it and do it the other way, even if I give you the exact same information. Yeah. So for me, it was like, it doesn't even matter. And I thought through all of those things as well too. So,
yeah.
And it's interesting because, you know, like we are so different. I actually don't think me and Justin talk that much. We talk a lot. Like, don't get me wrong. Because we live together. But we don't talk as much as, like, maybe Justin with his best friends or me with my best friends. And I think that a part of it is we're always around each other. It's going to almost like, we're not really thinking about it, but we haven't, like, said too much. Because Justin goes and works on his things and I work on my things. But it's towards the same goal. We have the same goal in mind. We just do different things. So Justin's on the phone almost all day, like, working out stuff. Like, who, Lord knows what. But, like, I know when the results come in, it's like, oh, that's what you were doing. And I'm in there, like, making sure everything's running in the warehouse and doing different things as well. So
yeah, I want to know that part. I want to break that part down. What do you guys contribute to the business individual? Like, what's your roles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can go first. So I'm more so like digital strategy. So like Instagram, Facebook, SEO, YouTube, Google, all of that stuff. I handle all of the freelancers, handle all of the overseas stuff with like the suppliers. I just stopped doing all of the ordering for all of the clothing. So like ordering all the clothes, vendor solutions with people overseas, digital strategy, and
all the stuff I hate doing. Everything he just said, I'm cringing. I'm like, like him, when he's talking to people who don't speak English, I be losing it. I don't understand how he's doing. I'm losing it. I'm just listening to him. But that's who he is. He has the patience. I'm more like creative, so. Anything you see on social media, anything you ever see from us, like the ads and stuff, I'm like helping those concepts, building that out. All the pretty stuff. So like all the influencers, Chris Paul thing, any influencer we had has been mostly me. And then I just help with like some of the designs and making sure we like staying on it. I'm doing I redo the website. I just things like that. So we kind of both have our own things. I also try to tap in with the staff more, but Justin speaks a certain way to the staff. I speak a certain way to the staff. And so like we have different ways of like teaching and implementing stuff as well. I'm a little more stern and like, gotcha.
So they like Justin more.
Oh yeah.
So let me ask, so there's a problem involving a person on your staff. How do you handle it versus how do you handle it?
What's the problem?
Yeah.
They're late all the time. Incompetence.
Yeah, something like that.
So the thing is this, and Justin may have his own perspective, but I feel like Justin's the last person to talk to somebody. So normally it's like our warehouse management, the person we have, or my sister. Then it gets to me because I see the annoyance in my sister or that person. And then I come at a certain way. The first time it's going to be like, hey, what's going on? Da, da, da. The next time it's going to be like, what is you on? And then at that point when I feel like I'm going to be disrespectful, then comes Justin. And he's like, hey, bro. So like, man, what's going on, man? Like, and it's all cool. And they're like, now Justin's the hero and everything's safe. Mm. That's how I see it.
They get it together.
Let me see how you see it, Josh. What's your perspective?
I just, like, I be in there a lot, too. So, like, most of the times I do, like, 12, 16-hour days in there. So, like, I'm with everybody and, like, have a good relationship with everyone. So, I know a little bit about who they are as people, who they are outside the job, stuff like that. So, I just operate from a position of just empathy in general, like, trying to understand what's going on and why. And then also, I think because I'm there so much, they see that I'm willing to like get in and do the work with them multiple days and multiple hours and stay after them. So it like might hit a little different for them when I say, hey, bro, like you've been on your phone all day, fam. Like we really in here. You see me in here too. Like if you wouldn't mind, could you just not be on your phone for like, you know, however long? And then they just don't. So that's how I say, but I always operate from a position of like empathy, patience, thankfulness, gratitude that they're like even willing to do this and that we have this ability to hire Black people and stuff. And then I look at it from that standpoint. So
to listen to or watch this full episode, be sure to check out the Social Proof podcast on your favorite listening platform or on YouTube.
Finally, you asked for it and we created a Patreon. Okay. We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon. We put together our community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay. So check out the Patreon. We got 3 tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated.
What if I told you for $1, I will introduce you to hundreds of entrepreneurs every single morning this week from all across the country? You'll be able to talk to hundreds of entrepreneurs and I'll coach you. I'll coach you for $1 this whole week. And I'll introduce you to some of my successful friends for $1 this week. Would you take part in that? Well, go to themorningmeetup.com because that's exactly what we're doing here, okay? The only organization that gathers entrepreneurs every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurship, okay? Every single day, Monday through Friday, we gather, we're growing, we're learning. We got a book club. Have you ever seen hundreds of entrepreneurs reading the same book every single chapter, every single day? We're growing together, okay? You need the environment to grow in. Themorningmeetup.com, $1. I'm going to give you all this for $1. If you want to stay, great. It's $79 a month after that. If not, no obligation. You can leave whenever you want. All right? TheMorningMeetup.com. I'll see you in the morning.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.